If you have your Bibles, turn to Matthew, the 8th chapter. So as we've discussed around our time of communion meditation, when I've had the privilege of being up here, we've looked at various miracles that Jesus performed and correlated them to this time of communion. In Matthew, the 8th chapter, we see that in Matthew 5, 6, and 7, Jesus was there on the mount, and he was preaching to the crowd, and this is the after effect. And in verse 1 of Matthew 8, it says, "When Jesus came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him and said, 'Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean.'" Verse 3 says, "Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. 'I am willing,' he said, 'be clean.' Immediately the man was cleansed of his leprosy. Then Jesus said to him, 'See that you don't tell anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer the gift Moses commanded as a testimony to them.'" When we come around this time, one of the things that we need to be reminded of, as this man reminds us, Christ is willing. See, what we see here in the first couple verses, it says Jesus came down from the mountainside and the large crowds followed him, that this man came with leprosy and knelt before him. The man went, knelt, and humbled himself before God. James, the 4th chapter, in verse 10, James records this thought where he says, "Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up." Humility was a key attitude that this man had, because we see that in his actions as he is about to give his request to Christ. I really wonder if the man took to heart the preceding lesson that Jesus spoke about in Matthew, the 7th chapter, where Jesus gave the story of the wise man, or the wise builder and the foolish builder, and how the wise builder is the one who hears the word and does it. And so we see that this man kneels before in his humility, and he asks if the Lord is willing to make him clean. And of course, Jesus is willing to make him clean. In verse 3, we see Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." The word here, "willing," in the Greek is thelo. But thelo here is actually a different form of various different words translated to be willing. See, this willing in thelo is an active option rather than just being a subjective impulse. See, sometimes there's a willingness where we just passively kind of acquiesce, where we just give our consent, and the person is really the one who does it. We just allow them to do it. But in this case, for this man to be clean, Jesus would have to be an active participant. He would have to not just desire it, but would have to go and do something to fulfill it. And the desire of Christ for this man was to not just help, but to actively participate to make him clean and to heal them. Matthew 9, the 13th chapter, Jesus says, "But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I have come to call the righteous, not the righteous, but the sinners." Jesus is recounting the words spoken by the prophet Hosea in chapter 6, verse 6 of Hosea, where Hosea recounts the desire of the Lord, which is, "I desire mercy, not sacrifice, acknowledgement of God rather than burnt offerings." See, what we see here is Christ's willingness and Christ's willingness to heal all, because it's an affirmation, a reaffirmation of his desire to help those who are lost. And isn't that why we're here at this time of communion? To recall that we were once lost, but because of the willingness of Christ on the cross, his act of willingness, we are now here. See, he was always willing to help us, to love us, because he wants all people. Peter puts it this way in his second epistle, chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. "But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting, not willing that anyone perish, but everyone comes to repentance. The leprous man asked Jesus if he was willing, and Jesus said, I am. We come here in this time of communion to remember the willingness of Christ on the cross, so that not just physically sick people would come to him, but all spiritually sick people would come to him. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for your blessing. We thank you that your son was willing to heal a leprous man, because it's a reminder of the willingness he's had always to do what is best for us. We pray, Lord God, as we have this time of meditation and reflection, to remember your son's sacrifice, that we remember his willingness, and that we willingly come before him, submitting ourselves in all humility. We praise you and we thank you for this day. And through Christ Jesus we pray. Amen.